This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and by Advanced Rehab. And now, here is your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Travis Rowland. How you doing, Coach?
Doing pretty good. Glad to be here. Glad to be having these conversations again. So
yes, sir.
Thankful for this football season. Excited about it. You know, to get to fill up Chris Gilman Stadium one more time. And, you know, hopefully we get a really packed house on Friday considering who the opponent is. So looking forward to a good week this week.
Absolutely. Before we jump into some actual football action, I want to take a second to thank you for letting me do this again, this interview Absolutely. Show with you. It's been great. Now, in your second season at Camden County, what feels different this August compared to last August?
I think feel more prepared. Don't feel rushed. Don't feel like we're searching for certain things and trying to find our footing. I think this offseason was awesome for us. You know, I tell everybody now, having gone through a full Georgia GHSA style offseason, because it's very different from FHSA. Their way of doing it in Florida, I think, you know, going through the 4-1s, going through, you know, first block practice type stuff, I think all of those things have been tremendous for us, because when I first got here, I didn't get here till middle of March. We couldn't do anything until maybe April. So, like, being able to have all of – I didn't realize how much time – like, you think about it and you're like, oh, it's not that bad. But when you really realize, especially when you go through it, everything you lost last year in January, February, March, I mean, that was, I mean, you're talking upwards of 25, 30 practices you lose over, probably more than that, probably over the course of that time. So just thankful that, you know, I feel so much more comfortable in what we're doing as a program.
That's awesome. Not to mention the relationship business of it all, just like extending those relationships.
That's
with
the biggest piece, you know, we've had, you know, between kids going to dinner at different coaches' houses, kids and coaches and position groups going to hang out on a weekend, like all those things. I mean, just even at lunchtime, having the kids in here, being able to go have different conversations, because it's a different mode of coaching when it's in the off season. The kids get to see a totally different side of you. So just thankful that, as I told the committee when I interviewed, like, that's one of my greatest attributes. Like, yes, I can coach football, but my ability to establish those relationships, because when kids play for you, themselves, and their family, you get the great mix. But they don't care about you because they don't think you care about them. That extra to go through the wall for you, they're not going to do.
Not going to get it. Coaches, we're sitting here. I kind of realized that I've never really asked you on the record about your coaching history.
Mm-hmm.
Take us through college player yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
Where? And tell me again where?
At Bethune-Cookman.
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to say it out loud and be wrong. So how'd you get into coaching after that? And where were your stops along the way?
So this kind of leads into, you know, and I'll say it, so I'm going to tell all the kids when they ask me, like, now they'll know why I carried the baton. Because a lot of people, I'm like, I've never run track. I've never been fast in my life. My dad and my uncles are all fast, not me. So played at Bethune, finished fifth all time in tackles, seventh all time in sacks.
Nice.
And so in 2006, it was the end of our season. I was out going to have labrum surgery on my shoulder. And Mainland was playing Lakeland, Chris Rainey, Pouncey Brothers, all those guys. So
that's some big time.
They signed, I think, 12 guys, went to Florida, and then, like, they had a bunch of others go to Division I. So I was at that game, and I was on the sideline just kind of helping out. Coach Bronto, I was just one of his former captains. So I was out there just kind of, you know, helping the linebackers through it or whatever in the game. And my grandmother was there, my dad's mom. And after the game, she was like, Travis, I know you think you're going to be some big-time coach, a big-time football player. She goes, but baby, you're going to be a football coach.
How like, about that?
And I'm like, no, not. And so, you know, my mom's lifetime educator, my uncle's lifetime educator, my mom's mom, she's a lifetime retired educator. So all of them, education's been in our family for a long time. So fast forward, 2008 is my last season of college ball. I go play arena ball that same summer. Play with the Arkansas Twisters.
Okay.
Finish the season there because Arena 1 was gone, so it was Arena 2 only. the following summer, I played arena ball in 2009 for the Arizona Rattlers. I get cut. I had been cut since I was 9 years old from the 9-10 All-Star baseball team.
Yeah, wow.
And so at that moment, I kind of was like, man, you know what? I'm done with playing. I'm going to start coaching. I coached a season at Mainland with Coach Maranto. Mark Beach, who's the head coach at Lambert, he gave me an opportunity to be his special teams coordinator and co-defense coordinator at Seabreeze High School. And that got the career going in coaching. And then I was with Coach Beach for 2 years at Seabreeze, went back to Mainland. When Coach Scott Wilson took over for Maranto was both our head coaches. I was with Coach Wilson from 2012 until 2016 as a defense coordinator.
Okay.
And then 16, that during that season, the head job came open at Flagler Palm Coast. I went to Flagler Palm Coast as the head coach from 17 until 20. Only time in school history there was an undefeated regular season. Went to the playoffs 4 straight years. Only time that was ever done. And then went to Mainland back in 20, and then we did at Mainland, and this opportunity came. So that's kind of how I got into it. That's why I carried the baton. Because my grandmother, when my cousin preached her eulogy, our family's an athletic family, and he used the Moses to Joshua transition in the Bible where Moses didn't get to see the promised land. And we were her, you know, she was our Moses, and it was our job to be Joshua to continue to keep our family's name up. And so my cousin actually purchased batons for all of my grandmother's 11 remaining living children. And so I keep my dad's baton during football season with me, and then I give it back to him once the season's over so he can have it in the house, and I make sure I get it every summer to bring back with me when football starts. So it's a constant reminder of her and her last name and her legacy, and I get to tell her story.
I am so glad I asked you this question. Yeah. Oh, my God. So
I can now finally tell the story without crying, because she was truly our Moses. I mean, built her house from scratch, collecting cans. She got denied by the bank, I think, 7 times in total. And so she did it all when she would have enough money. And she would, honestly, they would threaten to take it from her because she was building it piece by piece. It would sit. And then when they would say, you got to do something else, she would go give somebody some money to build another part to show progress on the house. And so I think it ended up taking her about 4 or 5 years to get it totally off the ground. You know, she was in project housing, what, 4-bedroom with 11 kids, you know. And so you figure that out, right? You know, she's got her own room. So the 11 of them are in 3 bedrooms. You know, that was girls and boys. So, you know, that's why I carry it. And that's kind of, you know, her legacy living through me. And you know, that's kind of why I coached, is to keep her, the role and name, uplifted and in a good space.
I don't think I could have liked you any more than I did before I came in here, Coach. And now that's an amazing story.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing. Yep. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So how's the offseason been, Coach? What's been the primary focus as you try to expand on this 7-4 record from last season?
So two things were big for us. It was relationships, and like we said, the gradual release way, right? It was coach to player, coach to coach, player to player, and player to coach. And so we wanted to build the relationships in the program to become more of a tight-knit family. You know, I live by the family acronym.
Yeah.
Forget about me, I love you. And then the second part was get bigger, faster, stronger. And I think more focus on bigger. I call it the hibernation mode. We took the time from January to April to lift 4 times a week to get bigger. And thanks to our booster club, for our quarterback club, for providing us with protein, which they started back in the middle of the season last year. Our kids were able to get a protein shake after lifts.
Yep.
And then after practice and in the springtime, and it was after school, they were able to come and get a second protein shake throughout the day. So, you know, a lot of our members that come to practice, like we have guys that call themselves a hard hat crew, they come to practice all the time. And those guys, one of the first things they said, which made me proud, when they saw us in the spring, they were like, Coach, we look way bigger. And so we had some kids gain 20, 30 pounds this offseason. They really packed it on. You know, some of the skilled guys put on 15 pounds of muscle and can still move around with it. So I was one of the bigger folks because, you know, I know with the schedule we play, and then even within our region, you just got to be thicker. You got to be bigger, because if you aren't, you'll get pushed around.
Absolutely.
You know, because when you get into those tight-knit games, whether it's a receiver needs to have the ability to get off press coverage, or whether it's a running back needs to have the ability to finish a run, or a linebacker or a safety being able to finish a tackle. You know, you can't allow guys to fall forward. So we need to become bigger bodies. And I think we established that goal. I think when I did do the presentation at the parent meeting back in January. You know, we were able to show some. So, matter of fact, it was with our quarterback club when we met with them in like March. I was able to show them how much weight we had gained since the offseason. Like, we had I think as a program, we gained 25 pounds. And that included, you know, the kids that weigh 120 that really don't even play.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We were able to have some great weight gain, which is one of our goals. Coach Matt Mays did a great job. He allowed me, and again, a collaborative work, right? He allowed me to implement some things that I wanted press-wise that we were able to put into his regimen, and it created some great things for us.
All right, more to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. Coach, who are some of the current leaders of the team, you know, before the season gets started? And then do you always look for new leaders to emerge during the year?
Absolutely. So we chose two captains. As we call him Captain America, Parks Randall. We chose him to be one of our captains. And then a young man named Rajon Brown, who goes by Bud, we chose him. Those two guys are guys that are program kids. Obviously, Parks is a 3-year starter now.
Mm-hmm.
2 years a quarterback, another year as an athlete. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal leader for us. I think he's shown a lot of what we want our kids to show, right? You guys can't see on the airways. I'm putting air quotes up. He lost the competition at quarterback, and I emphasize the word lost, right? We chose a different starting quarterback, but what most kids in this age era would do is, I'm going. I'm leaving. I'm transferring. I'm going to a different place. Parks was like, hey, coach, that's cool. Where can I start? Right? Where's another spot that I can start? And because he's so athletic, you know, he injected life into our receiver room. He plays H-back. He plays running back. I can't, you know, he's obviously, everybody sees he's battling the foot injury right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till he's back in 2 or 3 weeks, because they'll get to see what we saw all summer long, where he played running back, he played H-back, he played slot receiver, he played wildcat quarterback. He did it, which is not really wildcat when he's back there, because he's a quarterback.
Right.
So,
and he's good at all of it,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's good at all of it.
And to think of your younger guys looking up to one of the leaders
yes.
of the team, having that
yep.
attitude.
Having
about,
that attitude.
I'm not yep. upset about it. What
For
can I
Camden,
do to help us win?
He embodies yeah. his head coach's mission of whatever it is that I can do to help this program is for Camden. And that's what we want everybody to be, from the players, the students, the administration, the fans. We want everybody to be for Camden. I think Parks has been a great example of that. And then Rajon Brown is a kid who, he lost his mom back in February, I think it was. And Bud was at school the next day. Not something we encouraged, but he was at school. And he lost her in a violent manner, you know what I mean, and how she passed away. And so He was in school the next day. And that's a kid that shows, like, I had every, not even excuse, I had every reason to just not do any work, to turn into a turd muffin, as I say, and just, you know, lash out, or every reason to miss and not be around. And he's been here. We've put our arms around him daily. You know, we check on him. But he's one of our kids that's something, again, we show kids, like, you talk about mental toughness. You talk about being able to compartmentalize. And we don't want, and we truly don't want him to compartmentalize. Sure. We want him to communicate, you know, everything he's going through. But he's a kid that shows up and does everything the right way. And so we chose him as one of our leaders. And then, obviously, you've got the Xavier Browns that has stepped up tremendously and changed, you know, his emotional and mental state, and to be mentally strong. David Coleman is obviously one of our leaders. Trenton Davis, you know, a guy that's returning, with the lone returning starter on the offensive line, is a leader for us. And so we've got some guys that have grown into it. Antoine Williams is a non-verbal guy. He is, as much as you want him to be verbal, Antoine's just going to show you how he works. So we got a good core of guys that are being leaders for us.
You are listening to the Wildcat Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, let's take a second look at this past Friday's scrimmage. Benedictine comes in, you know, and they're ranked one of the best teams in the state, like across all classifications.
12 Division I offered players.
Yeah, so it's unbelievable the talent that is on paper on that team. Absolutely. And, you know, and we watched them get off the bus, and, you know, like when you talk about what football players are supposed to look like, we're like, wow, that's some good-looking kids. And then we saw your guys come out, and we're like, wow, those are good-looking kids too. Fan from, you know, how can I put this? You know, we get down 14 early, but then storm back to tie it by halftime. Yep. And I think fans of this team really saw that for the victory that really was. Tell us your takeaways of that game.
I had somebody text me on campus and said, you know, it was right after the game, like, Coach, great game. They said, your kids love you, and you can see it because they fought back. And for me, that's all I want to see all year long is just us fight. You know, like I tell them all the time, these fans, yes, they want to win. They want to dominate. They want to get back to 03, 08, 09 type of football seasons, 07 type of football season. Sure. But this team wants to see us fight. This program wants to see us fight. And as long as you fight and put the effort out there they deem is worthy of a Camden County football team, they'll be all right, right? And so that was the thing I wanted to see us be mentally tough, because there were times last year, if a team made a play, we were done for a quarter and a half, as opposed to just coming back and making a play and moving on. And so I thought that's what we showed last Friday, was that we were able to fight through a negative and able to overcome a negative. And anytime, because in our region, we're not going to be in front in every game. Mm-hmm. We're not going to never get behind. Like, there's going to be times you got to fight to earn it and get it and get the lead back and finish the game. And I thought we showed great resolve. We showed true Camden County dominant spirit. And I think that was one big thing about it, because it's two good teams on display. Like, they have really good football players at Benedictine, and they're going to play other good football teams, and they're going to beat other good football teams.
And they start out with Colquitt and then go to Buford or something like that? Holy cow. Yeah.
And so that's what one of our coaches said. He thinks as the season goes, that scrimmage game will age well, in the sense of Benedictine's going to have success, which then should further inject confidence into our kids.
I agree.
That's why I keep telling everybody too, like, we've got to start thinking how we used to think in this community, where it was, we don't play you, you play us. You've got to play Camden County. Because we're a big name program.
Yeah.
So, guys, it's a big game because you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for West Broward, if they were playing some other, you know, school in Georgia, it wouldn't be a big deal. But because West Broward's playing Camden County,
it's circled on their calendar.
It's a big game.
Yes.
You know, even with our region teams, in that 2002, 2003, 2004, like from 2002 to about 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Camden was the circled game on the schedule. It wasn't always Colquitt or whatever. It was Camden was the measuring stick. And I tell our guys, that's still that way, guys. These coaches, when they beat us, when they talk to their kids, they celebrate the fact that they've beaten Camden County. So we're excited about where we're going and where we're moving to.
So one play in that thing that's kind of stood out for me, and this might not be one that anybody else really even thinks about, but your punter. Michael Conley, I think.
Yes,
And I think it was in the second quarter. He takes that snap and
it was blocked
in his face. Oh, yeah, it was a punt press. Like, they were coming for him.
Yep.
he scrambles out around the right like an Australian rules almost and gets that punt away and just averts disaster.
Yep.
That was great. But the question that Coach Chastain and I had up in the box, we were looking at you afterwards talking to him, and we couldn't help but wonder if the conversation was, hey, man, you could have run for the first down.
So what's funny about it was two-part. First, it was, hey, buddy, do you know you just head faked the number one player in the country in 2027? I said, go make a highlight immediately and literally say, I shook the number one player in the country. I thought it was funny just because he had Guyton, who we all, if you were at the game, you saw that child, that kid looks like a NFL football player
currently,
right now.
Yes.
Like, he looks like when they make edge rusher, that's what they look like. And so for him to not, like, just fall down in sheer fear, for him to head fake and get outside, I was like, dude, make a highlight. And then the second part, I was like, look, everybody's going to tell you to run. I said, I know what you're thinking. Coach, there's a big, hungry human coming to kill me. Once I got outside, I was all he was thinking about was kick. Because he probably would have scored, because he's an athlete.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, yeah, I said, guys, you guys are saying run the ball. Would you ever run the ball if you knew that the big number three was back there chasing you? So it was definitely one of the plays of the game, because that makes that score 21-0, and then it's over with.
Oh, sure.
Right? It's over with.
It's hard not to hang the head
And we blew the protection in the sense of our scheme of blocking it. He should have been blocked, and we went right by him. So proud of that kid for doing what he did, because it was, like you say, it's not a play many people think is a big deal. But then when you look at it, you're like, oh, wow, that was a humongous play.
If it would have gone the other way, the end result could have been completely different.
And we'd be having a different conversation right now.
I love that. That's the kind of the chess game of the sport. I love that part of it. All right, we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
No matter if you are a professional athlete, play under Friday night lights at Chris Gilman Stadium, or a weekend warrior, injuries are a part of life. Here at Advanced Rehab, our focus is getting you back in the game faster. Personalized treatment plans, cutting-edge rehab, including our newest device, Lightforce high-intensity laser therapy, dry needling, and more. Located off Kings Bay Road, we have been serving Camden County since 1996 and are the official physical therapy provider for Camden County Athletics. Request an appointment today at advancedrehab.com.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lusab Kia of Brunswick. Coach, you touched on this for a second about dealing with adversity and bouncing back and from it. Your quarterback, Will Jackson, what a talent he looks to be. His ability to just stand up and laser those throws, we haven't seen that here in a long time. Since a young man named Bryce Ramsey used to cruise around here. But even Will's is something different than that. He threw that pick six relatively early.
Yep.
And then the thought is, you know, how's he going to react to this?
Yeah.
And from us watching, he didn't look any different at all. Mm-hmm. He just came right back out there and was slinging it again. Does he have that thing you want your quarterback to have?
I think he does. He's fully confident in who he is. And, you know, like when you go back and watch the play on film, you know, see, as I always say with head coaches and quarterbacks, too much credit, too much blame.
Right.
You know, when you go watch the film of it, our receiver's supposed to push that route to 12. Well, when you don't push it to 12, the DB now settles up that's guarding you because he's like, oh, you're throttling down. Now you throttle down. Now he's driving down the route. If that route was run at 12, by the time the ball was going to be released, he would, and so, like, it was a late ball, but at the same time, the route wasn't pushed where it's supposed to be
right.
to. But Will has that kind of confidence. I think, you know, obviously when you play in 7-on-7s and you go to different places, you realize, like, I'm going to throw a pick. I tell guys all the time, like, guys, we're going to give up a sack. We're going to give up a – there's a possible give up a bomb, a big run, a fumble. Like, you got to move on quickly. And that's the ability of good football players. Like,
sure.
You know, whether it's Brett Favre, who threw picks left and right, yes, or it's my favorite quarterback, Josh Allen, as a Bill fan, you know, in the beginning of his career, throwing picks all over the place, he had to bounce back and make throws. Like, you got to go back. You got to go to the next place. Like, it's like – that's like saying, like, Kobe mm-hmm. goes 0 for 10. He's going to stop shooting? No. He's going to keep shooting.
That's right.
Because the coaches expect him to shoot. His teammates expect him to shoot. You know, he threw the pick. Like, we got to still better have the ability. But he's got a very good mindset. He's tough on himself and sometimes too tough on himself. And so the biggest part was, I was like you said, I'm glad to see him not getting his head, and he's still able to deliver the ball to the place we want to get to. So I thought that's credit to Coach Alford and Coach Hobbs and those guys on offense that do a good job of working with our guys to get onto the next play. That's one of the beauties of hurry up. Sometimes when you go fast, you don't have time because everybody will know you're still lingering. So I think, you know, he did a great job of bouncing back.
So his stable of skill players around him is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sean Green, D.C. Coleman, that's a ton of talent in those guys. But what looks like a good connection also to us that kind of jumped out that we hadn't considered before was a connection with the junior receiver. It was Trenton Hamilton,
yeah.
My goodness, that looks like something that's going to be good this year.
See, this is why, like, I wish everybody would travel to watch us play at the when we go to those colleges for 7-on-7 yes. because the connection between him and Trent was phenomenal all summer long. And so I think that's something that now fans, right, when you have the preseason game, fans are like, okay, who's gonna step up? You know, when you're a fan of the program, you're like, I know about DC, I know about Sean. Yeah. Like, who's gonna be that third guy? And so Trent's kinda had an unveiling with his ability to make some plays. And I thought, you know, Trent is very, very, very explosive. It's funny, when he first got here, I said, you because, you know, he's not huge. It's like, you a slot? He goes, I play outside, coach. I was like, no, you play slot receiver. I play outside, coach. So, like, he's got a great bravado about him.
Yeah, a little chip, yeah.
A huge chip, honestly, on his shoulder. And so, you know, he called out Xavier Brown, his first padded practice here. He wanted to go head up with Xavier. So, he's a kid that we're looking to do some exciting things. I think he's going to continue to be a great football player for us. And so, that stable is big. You got, you know, kid named Sean Stevens, Elijah Rose. So there's a lot of talent over there in that room. Jerry Bass is going to be him and DC are the only two seniors that are starting for us over there. So we're excited about it. I mean, like I said, you add in Antoine Williams and Jew, who run the ball well. Sure. If we can have the right balance and get lined up, we'll be ready to go.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now let's look forward to Friday. The Brunswick Pirates come into town. Two teams separated by 30 miles of the interstate, right? The Low Country Brawl, they used to call it.
Yep.
These kids know a lot about each other. I think they probably, you know, went to camps together as kids or something, played against each other in middle school, you know, all that kind of stuff. In history there, they played 12 times over the last 20 years, Camden and Brunswick, and Camden has the lead by far, I think 9 out of 12. Yep. But the last three times, it's been Brunswick has run two out of three. Coach Grady knows what he's doing up there.
Sure does.
With that Pirates team. Last year, we were able to kind of pull away there. They had a series of problems with
special teams
with punts. And we pulled out a 51-41 victory. What are you expecting from them this year?
A fight. I expect just as violent and aggressive as the Benedictine scrimmage was. I think it's going to be much of the same in this four-quarter real game. I think that they're going to pay close attention to special teams because they feel like it's funny. I had a fan heckle me when the JV game was over last year. I'm walking down the steps. They beat us on JV. And one of the fans like, y'all just got lucky in the varsity game. We couldn't get a punt off. I say, that's why we practice special teams, right? And so they fully feel like that was the reason they lost. And that's probably why. But we talk about in one of my power axioms, win the battle of the kicking game, it's one third of the game. And so I think they're going to focus on that, and then they're going to come out and be their normal selves where they're going to be excited, they're going to play hard, they're going to play explosive. We can't allow them to have explosive plays. I don't want to get, like I said earlier to somebody, I don't want to get into a track meet with a state championship caliber track team because their football players run track.
Absolutely.
And so those kids are track athletes. We don't want to get into track meet where it's an up and down the field type of deal. I think, you know, us getting into a slower paced, you know, type of game will be good for us. But at the same time, we got to be ready for everything because they've got an explosive bunch over there that'll be ready to play. Even though they're young on defense, like, they're going to be scrappy. Because like you said, when it's a game where it's community, school, you know, neighborhood on the line,
absolutely,
you're the most focused you've ever been, and you're going to play the hardest you've ever played.
All right, we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Advanced Rehab, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. So what are some of the key players we're looking for against Brunswick this week on the Brunswick team that we need to that are focuses for you?
Well, I can tell you right now, I'll make the joke again. I thought I was going to have to turn Coach Grady in because I swear when I saw number 10 run for the touchdown, he looked like William Heck from last year. And I was like, man, there's no way that kid is back. I said, they're cheating. Like, this looks like the same kid. So number 10 had 2 65-plus-yard runs. Ooh. So we got to deal with that. I think number 5, I think it's Gibbons.
Yeah.
He's the other running back. Both those guys are explosive kids and can play. Obviously, anytime you have a 2.5-year starter quarterback, I think Grant took over in his sophomore year, like midway through for them. He had a phenomenal season last year, threw for a bunch of yards. I mean, he may be coming back from labrum surgery again. Mm-hmm. It may not be up to 100% arm strength, but you look at last year, how well he threw the ball. You know, he's obviously a problem. And then, obviously, you got to deal with Hezzy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he's a kid that may not be able to necessarily run by you. But, like, when you watch the game, they throw him a deep ball where, you know, the kid jumps up that's backing up and he hits Hezzy and, like, he completely just flops.
Like he hit a wall.
Because
yeah,
like
right.
he hit a wall that's just standing there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hezzy didn't catch it. But, he'll be, like I said, he won't drop that against us. We won't get that lucky. Mm-hmm. So, I think that, you know, they've got some explosive guys on offense. Waseem, number 3 out there, is an explosive guy for them mm-hmm. as well. So we just got to play good football and stay attached to receivers, much like we did last week, staying attached to guys. So it'll be interesting. You know, I think, again, defensively they're young with a bunch of new starters, but I think, again, I think their effort will fix a lot of the things that they may lack in experience.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. How important is it to get a win in the first game of the regular season to kind of spark your year off?
I just think the wins are important because confidence. You never want to go. Week 2 is such a long week. I've lost the first game of the season before twice. I think once or twice in my head coaching career, maybe just once. But it's a long, 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 long time to get to that second week of the season. So it's just important for confidence purposes because all the work that you put in, it's good to see it pan out and work. And so I think for us, it's a good building block to start off with that victory right away.
How are you guys handling the heat and humidity and how it affects practices?
Prayer. We pray to God that Jesus, God, please allow us to have good weather when it comes time to practice. I mean, in the 2 weeks leading up to the scrimmage game, between lightning, between heat.
The wet bulb hadn't been our friend this fall season.
Not at all. Between those two things, we only were able to have 3 full practices out of what should have been a total of 8 full practices. Mm-hmm. Where we were in pads and things like that. So we had to, you know, be creative. That's some of the things that we messed up on last week. You saw some of those things kind of rear its ugly head because we couldn't do it. And so sure. I think that's something that we just pray that we don't have to go in the gym. But, you know, you deal with it and you move on. You know, and you have to be smart as well about the heat. Make sure you give you guys the proper water breaks and things like that. So just being smart about it and then, you know, pray that it cools off. So I'm right now today praying for some rain to come cool it off a little bit.
Sir.
Hopefully it doesn't rise back up and make it more, you know, make it the humidity even worse. But just need to cool it off some so we can get out and be productive when we're out there.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for letting me come in here. Can't wait to get out here Friday and watch these kids play. Wish you luck and wish you health, and we'll see you then. Thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Sports Media Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.